Blog Talk Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues?
Hallelujah. There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Lord, to you. Lord, let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you, Lord, like streams in the sand. Let the songs of my heart, let them rise to bless your name and flow to you, flow to you. Lord, let my words stand, flow to you.
Hello and welcome to today's show, Real Talk. This is your host, Glenda Seals of God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And I am joined here in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom of Texas, and God's Anointed Ministries. And we will be discussing the Word of God on today through a biblical teaching that Pastor Fields is doing called Conditions for Change. And now, on with today's show, we will give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience, and from that point forward, go on with his teaching segment. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours, sir.
Good morning once again to each of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ and in creation. We are certainly grateful for having another opportunity to be able to come before you once again with a word that we believe God is continuously speaking in the ears of the listeners. The Bible surely says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And so God is yet speaking, but we have to have an ear to be able to hear. Praise God, that is spiritually what God is speaking unto his church. Praise God, we thank you for your listening on today, and we certainly blessing our Heavenly Father for another blessed opportunity. Let's get on with the business at hand. There's a word indeed that God has given on this morning. We've been dealing with various segments of teachings. Today is no different. The Holy Spirit has guided us in the way of this message that he's given entitled Conditions for Change. Conditions for Change. There are certain prerequisites that we must follow in order that we want to be blessed of the Lord, if we want to operate in the favor of God. His word has outlined certain criteria that we must certainly commit ourselves to in order that we may be blessed of him. Praise God. If you have your Bibles on this morning, let's go to the Word. There's three different passages that we want to read in your hearing that is going to assist us this morning as we deal with this topic of conditions for change, conditions for change. 2 Chronicles 7, 14, verses 14 to 16. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, praise God. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If my people, praise God. Joshua 1 and 8, and all of these are very familiar passages, very, very familiar passages. Joshua 1 and 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all, not partially, but Joshua says, to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And finally, Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. My son, Solomon speaking here, the King Solomon, he says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart hear my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And in verse 5 and 6, very, very familiar, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Conditions for change. Taking a second look. Sometimes we have to go back and take a second look, looking to see exactly what God says. When we look at this topic of conditions for change, there are certain prerequisites, there are certain qualifications, most of which the promises of God comes with conditions. We can reap the benefits of God's word as we align ourselves with the conditions thereof. That is, that we must move in obedience to what God is saying. The Bible says in another place, to be not forgetful hearers, but be hearers as well as doers of my word. So we don't get the prize for just hearing. We don't get the prize for knowing, but rather we must execute the word of God. We have to know it, but we also must be executors of the word of God, because that's where the blessing of the Lord falls, when we are moving in obedience to the things of God, that we're putting them into effect. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, chapter 6, Solomon asks God to make provisions for the people when they sin. And God answered with four conditions for forgiveness, four conditions. And we picked that up in that seventh chapter in verse 14. And those four conditions for forgiveness. One, he says, humble yourself by admitting your sins. You must first humble yourself by admitting your sins. Number two, he says, pray to God, asking him for forgiveness. One does help to supersede the other. When you first humble yourself, then you can begin to look internally at what your conditions are, and we can begin to ask God, that is the communication with him, to ask God for his help, and that is to be able to pray, to bring God into that circle, praise God, in order that we may be able to come out of the conditions that we're in. We ask God, pray and asking God for forgiveness. Three, he says, we must seek God continually. We must seek him continually. And then four, turn from sinful behavior. True repentance is more than talk. It is a changed behavior. It is changed behavior, whether we sin individually or as a group or as a nation. Following these steps will lead to forgiveness. God will answer our earnest prayers. He'll answer our earnest prayers. Let's just look back at that passage again. He said, if my people, and so God is talking specifically to individuals that have to do with him, those who are connected to him. He says, I'm not talking to others. I'm talking about my folk. If I can just get my folk on board, if my people, the ones who are called by my name, he identifies the group, the ones who are called by my name. You can't mess that up, my sisters and brothers. He says, the ones who are called by, if you claim to own a part in Christ, to be in the family of God, You're called by his name. We have a responsibility for carrying the name of God, just as in your family, you carry the name of your parents. That means something, to carry the name, praise God. There are conditions that come with carrying the name. He said, those who call by my name. And then he gives us the attitude, if they shall humble themselves, and not only that, he says, and pray. Humility is a wonderful thing, but God has called us to do something specifically for believers. He said, pray. And then he tells us continually, pray without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. He said, praying everywhere, even lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. And the prayers of the righteous, the effectual, the fervent prayers, passionate prayers of the righteous, he says, availeth much. But we must pray. Men must always pray and not faint. Praise God. We are instructed in several areas of the Bible to pray as people of God. If we don't pray, who will? And we're praying not just to be praying for prayer, the merits of prayer itself, but prayer at its essence is communing or communication with God. That if you're not communing with God, how can we know what God requires of us? We've got to talk to him in order that he may speak back to us. So we must have open communication, and prayer is the medium that allows us to speak to him. He says, you must humble yourself, and you must pray. And then he goes, gives further instruction. He says, and seek my face. Now this, my brothers and sisters, is of particular importance to the believers. And not the hand of God, but the face. The hand suggests that we are looking to God for what he can do for us. But to seek the face of God says that we're seeking him. Even I, as an individual, I don't always want my children to always come around for what they can get out of me. There are times in which I want them to come seeking me, being around me in my environment, just that because they care about me and my well-being. I just came to see how you're doing. I don't want anything from you. I just want to know how you are. Praise God. And God is just like that as the consummate parent. He doesn't always want us coming to him always with a grocery list. God, I want you to do this. Open up that door for me. Make a way. Make my enemies my footstool. And we always have things for God to do. Sometimes we have to come to him just seeking him in order to know that we love him and we appreciate him. And seeking the face of God suggests to him that we care about him, not just what God can do for us. And then he says, and turn from their wicked ways. Now, that's the end of the conditions. And then now, once the conditions, the prior prerequisites are met, he says, and here comes the prepositional shift. He says, then will I hear from heaven. Sometimes we're seeking for God. We're wanting to know why things are not changing, things are not happening, things are not materializing. We're not meeting the prior conditions of God's, of the conditions that God has set forth before us. When we meet the prior conditions, then God is obligated to do what he said that God would do. He says, then, once you have met all of those prior conditions, then I'll kick in. I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sins, and I will heal the land. We know our land is in need of healing. We know there are certain conditions that need change, praise God. But the only way we're going to be able to meet change in our lives is if we do what God says that we must do in order to affect the change. He's already given us clear directives. And as we move in obedience to the directions of God, then we can have what God says that is inherently ours. And he's not talking to folk that don't know him. Remember, he says, in my people. So he identifies that he's talking to his children, those who are connected to him. Praise God. Joshua 1 and 8, this book of the law, it shall not depart. There's the conditions once again. He says, but thou shalt what meditates in it day and night. That means we must have a continual commitment to the laws of God. He said that thou may observe it to do, that you may observe, that puts your attention, praise God, on the things of God. Make them a priority
in your life, that thou mayest observe to do according to what? Not partially, because partial obedience is no obedience at all. If we don't do all that God has called us to do, then we're not done what God has said that we must do. We become like Saul. We say, yeah, I've done all that God. And the man of God said, if you did that, then what is the bleeding of sheep and the lowing of cattle that I hear? Have you done all? Because God told him to completely destroy. But he did not, praise God. And therefore, he failed to obey God. And so as you are, you and I, my brothers and sisters, we don't do everything that God has set for us to do when we're not done what God has prescribed for us to do. So he says, you must observe to do all that is written therein. There are clear directives that are written in the Word of God. And we must know explicitly and follow directly what God has said. For then, he says, you shall make. Here now is that shift again. Once you've met the prior conditions, then, it is then, praise God, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. He says you have a direct effect on the results in your life as you meet the prior condition or you move in the obedience of what I have said unto you. He said, you'll make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Praise God. Most people think that prosperity and success come from having power, influential personal contacts, or and a relentless desire. It's about desire to get ahead. But the strategy for gaining prosperity that God taught Joshua does not agree with this analogy. He says that to succeed, Joshua must, one, be strong and courageous because the task ahead would not be easy. Number two, he must obey God's law. That's important. We have to obey. We have to be called guilty of doing what God actually told us that we must do. And then three, it says, he must constantly read and study the book of the law, which is the word of God, God's word. We've got to stay in the word. We cannot. In order to know what God requires, we've got to get in the book. Praise God. I wish somebody would catch a hold of that today. Get in the book and stay in the book. We don't have to try to figure out what God is saying. Read what he has saying unto us. And then follow what has been prescribed in his word. In order to be successful, we must follow God's words to Joshua. Just as it was important to them, it is also important unto us. Praise God. We're reminded even as he spoke at that time unto Solomon in the book. If we go back to Deuteronomy the 28, where God has given them specific blessings that will be ascribed to them as they move in the obedience. But about that 15th chapter of the 28th, the 15th verse of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, there's a shift. He says, I'll bless you in all these areas. But in the 15th verse, he said, but if you don't do what I told you, then I'll cause all of these things to turn in adverse effect concerning you. And then finally, my brothers and sisters, as we look at Proverbs, he says, trust, praise God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust. There it is. That's the condition. Trust in the Lord, not just trust in, don't trust in yourself, don't trust in folk, and don't trust in money or material things. Trust in the Lord. It is already outlaid there where the object of our trust should be. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Praise God. With all thy heart. That's the extent of the trust. Give everything to her with reckless abandonment. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not. Don't do it. Praise God. Don't lean to your own level of understanding. Our level of understanding will never meet the criteria of God's wisdom, praise God. So we must not lean not unto our own understanding. But he says, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him. In everything we go to do, we have to acknowledge God, God's wisdom. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom, Matthew 6 and 33, of God and all of his righteousness. That is God's way of doing things. Then all of these things, praise God, once you met the prior condition, then all of these things shall be added unto you. So we've got to acknowledge him. Solomon says in Proverbs 3:6, in all of our ways. And then, praise God, here's the shift again. Then he shall direct thy path. Praise God. We must not be wise in our own eyes, but be willing to listen to and be corrected by God's word and wise counselors. Praise God. Bring your decisions to God in prayer. We must bring all of our decisions to God in prayer. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and doors shall be opened up unto you. For everyone that asketh, receive it. The only way we don't receive it is if we don't ask. Praise God. We must use the Bible as a guide. I wish the people of God would truly begin to understand. The Bible is our guide. It gives us clear directions of how to lead our lives as we navigate through the earth. Everything that we need has been included within the confines of the Word of God, the Bible. And he says, and then follow God's leading, what he tells you to do in the confines of his word, through the wisdom thereof. If you don't put it into effect, don't blame God, because he's told us within his word what it is that we should do in order to meet the benefits of the blessings of his word. But if we don't do it, then we can't blame anybody but ourselves. And then he will direct. He will direct our path by both guiding and protecting us as we continually walk in obedience unto him. These are the conditions, my brothers and sisters. If we want change to get what God says that we can have, we must do what God says that we have to do. God bless and God keep you is our sincere prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Booth, for that inspiring word today. We are now down to our commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objective each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
Welcome back to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I'm joined with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries here in the studio discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching called Conditions for Change. And Pastor Fields, in the chat room, we had Lady Sarah, and she wanted to ask a question. First of all, she said, thank you for doing such an inspiring teaching and reminding the people of God of their accountability unto God to actually do what he has called for them to do in this time and this season. Her question is, Lady Sarah, and there's a Lady Valerie as well on the chat session. How do we actually make certain that we're to do everything God has called us to do when there are, like, other things that take us away from that? How do we actually know that we're fulfilling that assignment? She gave an example, said, doing work in the church or doing the work of the church. How did you know the difference?
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you, God, for Lady Sarah on this morning. There is a clear-cut difference to Lady Sarah and to all that are listening. The work of the church, church work can just really be busyness, keeping ourselves busy with the day-to-day tasks of keeping the church going, what is considered the routine tasks of keeping things moving on. The day-to-day tasks, that can be considered church work. And we can stay busy doing those things, but it does not necessarily have anything to do with the work of the church. The work of the church always points to the commission. And he says, to take this gospel unto all the nations, teaching them to observe all things, whatever I have told you. If that, the things that we're doing, oh, it can be busyness. If it does not speak to the commission, the great commission of the church, that is making disciples of Christ, then we are not doing the work of the church, because the work of the church will always bring souls into the kingdom. Praise God. That is the clear-cut difference to the Lady Sarah and to all that are listening on this morning.
And Lady Valerie said she's grateful unto God for using you in this season. She said, but please pray for the people of God in this time and in this season that they will be obedient to the mandate for the kingdom. So I guess she's actually asking you to close out in prayer for the obedience of the people of God, the body of Christ.
Amen. Praise God. And thank God to Lady Valerie on today, and we certainly thank God for you. Let us pray. With the last few moments we have. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are our God. You are the author. You're the finisher of our faith. God, you're the one that has started this thing in our lives, Father. And by faith in you, Lord God, that is in your ability, Lord God, to get the job done. May we continue to put our focus on you, God, especially the people of God, those who are called by your name. You've given us the clear direction that if we will humble ourselves and pray, seek your face, God, and turn from our wickedness. You said then you would hear from heaven. You will forgive the sins, Lord God, and you will begin to heal the land. We need you to do it in this day and time, God. We need you to keep the people of God focused in this season, Father, with all that is competing for our time and our attention, God. May we put our clear-cut attention on you, Lord God, that we may stay focused, God, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, God. For as much as we know, God, our labors, the things you've called us to do, our praying, our teaching, our reading, our studying, our declarations and our decrees, God, we'll continue to do those things, knowing, God, that our labors are not in vain, because only what we do for Christ is going to last and stand up in the end of days. We thank you, God, for what you are doing, for what you have done, and more importantly, what you are about to do, and we give you glory, and we give you honor in advance, God, in the precious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, our Lord, we do pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Fitz. We're now at the close of our segment on today, and if you have any questions or concerns for Pastor Fitz, you can reach him at www.godsanointedministries.com for upcoming show information. You can also email him at gam@godsanointedministries.com to give him your feedback regarding show segments or any other topics you would like to discuss when he's doing the Real Talk segment. You also have the opportunity in this time and in this season to contribute your monetary donations, and you can do that through the website at www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as sponsor Pastor Phil in this time and this season for radio broadcasts and for upcoming television segments. Thank you once again for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host. Have a good day. Be blessed of the Lord. And Godspeed unto you, God's favor overshadow you in this time and in this season. You never miss a beat.
You never miss a beat.